Everyone is asking for a tutorial on how I curl my hair, so here's my tutorial. I love having such big, bouncy curls. Like, I feel like it's my thing, I don't know. Obviously, always go in with your heat protectant because we want to protect our hair. And I just start with splitting my hair right down the middle. This is my 1-inch curling iron wand. I don't know the difference. It is linked in my link tree. I got off my Amazon. I put my temp on 410, but you can obviously go much lower if you don't want it that hot. When you pull your hair to the side, do you see how your hair kind of makes like a section? You're just gonna take that. And I also wanna say, I have a lot of hair, but we wanna put our curling iron all the way to the top and bring the ends all the way to the bottom. And if you have thinner hair, I would do smaller pieces because the more layers, the better. And then I just kind of let it sit here for a few seconds and let it cool. Like 5-10 seconds, not that much. And then you just drop it. Oh, beautiful. I like to go from the top of my ear and just go straight back. You don't want it too thick so it won't curl, but just thick enough. I let them sit for about 15 seconds before I pull them off. Now we're gonna do two more layers, but I kind of go like, I don't know what this is, like above my temple, and I just go straight back. Boom, that's our two layers. I'm gonna flip this to the side. Usually I don't have to, but to make it easier for you guys, I will. For our second layer, I do 3 to 4 curls. My hair kind of like just wants to part right here. Like your hair just naturally makes chunks for you to curl. I don't know. I don't know if it's just my hair, but if your hair doesn't do that, I say just make the curls as even as possible. So my next one, kind of go from like from where this second curl was, and I just go up. Oh, my light just died. That's okay. Now, this last piece depends on what you want to do. We can split it and get two little tiny pieces, or we can just curl it as one. It feels a little thick, so I'm gonna split it, but it's honestly just whatever you prefer. If you ever get a curl and the bottom is just like flat, I don't know how to explain it. I just go back in through the bottom, and with the bottom, you see how I like have it so far away and at like a really crazy angle? That is so you can make it look like that. You see how it's like curled? Now for our very last layer, I do about 4 curls on top. Do you see that like line indent thing right there? That's gonna be our chunk. Curl it, stretch out the bottom if you can. This is kind of part where you're just gonna have to wing it. Take out your current bangs if you have any. This is what we're working with, and we wanna make them all as even as possible. I'm low-key just gonna split them in half. Curl my last piece, and for our face framing curling bangs, whatever you have, I do this a little bit different. Take your curling iron, go to the side and behind, and wrap and space it out. The reason I am not going straight behind is because our curling bangs are supposed to go swishing to the side, you know? Oh, boom shakalaka, bruh. I'm actually gonna pull this. Go to curls. Okay, I'm gonna curl the other side and then I'll show you guys how I finish them off. This is my holy grail. Dry shampoo from Not Your Mother's. I freaking love this stuff to death. Also makes my hair smell so good. But I just go in through the top and I spray. And then just shake it throughout all of your hair. And then I'll go in with my fingers and kind of brush a little bit. And then last but not least, I go in with some hair oil. This is from Shea Moisture. I took off the label. I'll put a picture on the screen or something. I do 3 pumps and just kind of put it throughout your hair. Look how bouncy they are. There you go. That is how I curl my hair, and they just stay. If you need to, put in hairspray, whatever you want to keep it in, but you can't tell, but my hair is super dead. So literally any heat just stays in it. But yeah. There's my hair tutorial.